Welcome to In the Woods, the podcast that looks into missing and murdered Indigenous women. I'm Claire Burnett, and today we're talking about the case of Evelyn Cameron. Before we start, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Today's podcast was sponsored by Van City. Van City works together with Indigenous communities to build new opportunities for the people. Van City offers affordable housing on and off reserve and also has housing loans available for people on reserves. Van City offers financial options to help build and fix community-owned buildings such as housing, office buildings, community-run businesses, and more. Thank you for sponsoring the podcast. Nineteen-year-old Evelyn Cameron worked hard in school and had a job at the local childcare center. She loved her mother and always hung around with her after losing her father when she was young. Evelyn was practicing to get her driver's license so she could take her mom places since her mother did not know how to drive. However, on Wednesday, October 18, 1995, Evelyn's family knew something was wrong. Evelyn hadn't returned home the night before. Evelyn had gone to a party on October 17, 1995, and after 2 days had never returned home. Her family worried, drove around, and eventually ended up at the house the party had taken place at and found Evelyn's body in the forest behind the home in White Dog First Nation, Ontario, on October 19, 1995. Evelyn was Ojibwe, and the Ojibwe are the Indigenous people in Canada and the United States. What happened during those 2 days that she was missing that would lead to Evelyn being left dead in the forest? Who committed this crime, and were they ever charged? On October 19, 1995, 2 days after Evelyn had left the house, her family started to worry. It was unlike Evelyn to not come home at night. My mom was scared, and she kept phoning me, and she said, "Yes, but she's still not here yet," said Dora Cameron, Evelyn's sister. Dora had told her mom that she would go looking for her sister after dinner. Before she left, she called the police, who told her she had to wait 24 hours before filing a missing persons report. With no success finding her that night, Dora went home to her partner and asked him to search for her sister in the morning while she went to work. Dora had asked around during her breaks at work and found out Evelyn had been at a party. She told her partner to search the area around the party, and shortly after he started looking, he found Evelyn in the woods behind the party house. Evelyn had been at the party on the east side of their reserve, and Evelyn's sister was scared of the people living there, and it wasn't like Evelyn to be out with that group of people. The OPP, Ontario Provincial Police, believes Evelyn was killed, and no one has been charged for her death, and the case remains open and under investigation to this day, 26 years later. But 26 years is a long time, so let's look at where the case is now. So, where is the case now? The case is still unsolved. I just wish sometimes I could find out what really happened to her. Like, who did this? That's what I think about all the time. I don't know how she ended up at that party. She doesn't even talk to the host. I don't know who took her there. I would never go there, said Dora. Dora said the last time she communicated with the Ontario Provincial Police about her sister's case was when they found Evelyn's body. The only thing she has heard about the case is rumors from the community. Rumors in the community say the person most likely responsible for her death has already passed away. Dora wants to see a national inquiry into murdered and missing Aboriginal women. Now, nearly 26 years later, Dora and Evelyn's mom live in a retirement home, and Dora is still looking for answers. Evelyn Cameron's case is saddening, and I feel for her family. I hope for a future where Indigenous women do not have to fear these kinds of things. I will now read a few calls to action based on the Truth and Reconciliation booklet. Number 39. We call upon the federal government to develop a national plan to collect and publish data on the criminal victimization of Aboriginal people, including data related to homicide and family violence victimization. Number 41, we call upon the federal government, in consultation with Aboriginal organizations, to appoint a public inquiry into the causes of and remedies for the disproportionate victimization of Aboriginal women and girls. The inquiry mandate would include investigation into missing and murdered Aboriginal women and girls. Finally, number 25, we call upon the federal government to establish a written policy that reaffirms the independence of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, to investigate crimes in which the government has its own interest as a potential or real party in civil litigation. Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you could share the podcast, that would be greatly appreciated because we won't see changes until more people are aware of the issues Indigenous women face. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time. I'm Claire Burnett, and that was In the Woods.